So, welcome for the second time. Thanks for staying this long with me. Last talk today, named Google Home, but better. Starting really good. Just a second. So even though it's a short talk, just really quick, a little agenda for today, what you can expect. About section, really brief about me. Why am I talking about this? Why should you listen to me talking about Flutter? The hardware used in this project, of course, that's one of the interesting parts, but no really big surprises there. It's just what you would all expect. Then we get to the software part one, the embedded Flutter part, and part two, the implementation. And I think this is, for most of you, this will be the most interesting parts of this talk. So first, about me. Hi there, I'm Moritz. A few years ago, when I was 15, 16, I started out with embedded development. Back then, it was all hobbies. I started out with an AT51 derivative. I think it was an Infineon XC878. I started developing in C. Back then, I wanted to mainly build everything around music, hi-fi, loudspeakers, equalizers, digital sound processors, and so on. Following through college, I worked as that's why we created Snap Embedded, and that's what we're doing there. I'm also co-organizing the Flutter Munich meetup, so if you ever want to come over or speak in Munich about Flutter, just feel free to hit me up. So, I left Embedded, now I'm back at Embedded. Why? And this is maybe a really short clip showcasing why I'm back at Embedded user interfaces, because this is still stuff we get today in new projects. And it's still sometimes you get a new coffee machine, state of the art, with a touchscreen, and you use the touchscreen, and you're like, oh no, God, why did you build this? So, yeah, I don't want to build any more of those things. I rather want to build the UI like of the one today's talk is about. I hope this looks a little better than the things you saw before. That's the user interface of the Google Home replica we built, or I built, that I normally wanted to present here, but sadly it would have been hard to pick to set it up in 5 minutes, get it here on the table, so we'll rather stick with the presentation. Also, it would have been unfair for all the people online. But nevertheless, I have a picture of everything. We're going through that now. So, the hardware. As I said, not much more as you would imagine. Raspberry Pi 4. It's still Model 4B, 4 gigs of RAM, that's enough. 2 gigs of RAM with a desktop environment and Flutter, I wouldn't recommend that on a Raspberry Pi. Of course, the Raspberry Pi 5 would work, it would just be more expensive and it would run just as good. A little thing we have in here, deals with the but better part. With a Google Home or smart home devices in general, we can't add whatever we want hardware. And as we will not be adding a voice command service on this device, I thought about what would be cooler. Voice commands are already out there, and what do we need to see? What is the most interesting thing, and that's for a lot of people, I guess, interacting with custom hardware. Therefore, we integrated an air sensor there, the Pimoroni SCD41. It measures CO2, temperature, and humidity. Connects to the Raspberry Pi with I2C, and it comes, that is also very handy, with a ready Python library that's known to be working with the Raspberry Pi. The touchscreen is just some Wayshare 11-inch IPS panel, capacitive touch, USB, HDMI, really nothing too special. Those touchscreens just got really good in the last years using them. Yeah, at least with the Raspberry Pi OS or so, just works out of the box. It's fine, nothing to worry anymore about. Then for the last part, with smart home, what most people think about is turning light bulbs, plugs on and off. And for smart home projects or whenever you want to do projects on your own, devices that come in really, really handy are those Shelly bulbs and Shelly plugs, because they just come in with a built-in web server and you just have a REST API, connect them to your Wi-Fi, they come with an app, super easy, and yeah, you have a REST API where you just can interact, turn it on, off, change the colors. It couldn't get much easier. So all together, without a whole bunch of cables, that then looks like this. So now that we have the hardware part together, now comes the interesting, the next part, the embedded Flutter part. And as the talk earlier already pointed out, there's not just Flutter to run on embedded devices. If you Google it, if you want to start out with it, you will find a few repositories all dealing with Flutter and embedded devices. We just saw one, in fact, in the last talk, it was using Flutter Pi. So what's with that? Why are there different options? Is this not Flutter or... Well, it is Flutter, but to understand this, we may have to... Yeah, next slide. We may have to look at the Linux embedder that Flutter uses. The main difference those custom embedders have, the custom embedder connects, or the embedders connect the Flutter engine with the targeted platform. And the main difference we have with those custom embedders, which I have, let's see if this works, here on the right side, fancy, huh? Thanks. I wasn't prepared for that. So the main thing you can see is here something's missing. Flutter for Linux just heavily depends on GTK and GTK. In fact, GTK 2, which is getting a pain right now for Flutter itself. So what most of those, or what all of those libraries have in common, we don't really need those GTK parts that Flutter uses anyway in embedded hardware. We don't have tabs, we normally don't have windows. We don't need all of that stuff, so they just get rid of it. And which sadly isn't that easy in the Linux, in the let's call it vanilla Flutter embedder, but they get rid of it. So you can use Flutter on custom hardware without GTK and GDK, and that means you can use Flutter, for example, with Wayland, with a custom embedder, as the talk before already pointed out, which is not possible right now with let's call it Flutter on embedded projects, especially if you want to go in a really industrial style, but we're getting there. Also, a big part that's missing right now is tutorials and how-tos are still, there's not so many out there. Just Google it, there's not much out there. But I'm sure we will get through this within this year, or at least maybe in the next year. And then Flutter will also definitely become available to startups, to smaller, medium-sized companies. There will be tools, software as a services around that, and Flutter will get more mature. I think, we don't know it, but I guess that Flutter will get more mature in the embedded world in the next 1 to 2 years. But, so, if we want to do a project right now where we just want to try out how Flutter on embedded devices works, at least for this project, when we use a Raspberry Pi, we have Raspberry Pi OS, we can just use Flutter as it is. We can build for Linux there, it will work just fine. The newest Raspberry Pi OS changed to using Wayland. I haven't tried it yet, but apparently it works all right. Flutter needs to do something about GTK 2 anyway, so maybe it will be possible with the just normal Flutter to build something suitable for Wayland and direct rendering as well in the future. For right now, if you're doing a hobby project, if you just want to try something out with a Raspberry Pi, just go with Flutter as it is, it's fine. If you want to use direct rendering, if you want to go with Wayland, if you want to get something into production grade, then you have to look at Flutter Pi, Toyota's IVI home screen, or the one from Sony. Whereas the Toyota thing really is amazing and is moving forward at a really fast pace. So enough to this generic talk about Flutter. What about the implementation for this project right now? I want to go through it in a few steps, and The first part or the first part that we need to integrate for this project to work is connect Raspberry Pi to the touch screen. What do we do for that? We use the Raspberry Pi installer, install Raspberry Pi OS. It just works out of the box, thanks to a lot of guys that are also here. That's really, really easy. Then we need to get Flutter running. For that, we wrote a tool. I just said it with Snap Embedded. We're doing open source projects around that. We basically built a tool. In the end, there's a repo with the link called Snap CLI, which allows you to, from your host machine, set up a Raspberry Pi that's connected in the same network as you are. It'll connect over SSH. It will install Flutter, all the stuff you need, and it will set it up as a custom debug device so that you can just run the code and debug out of VS Code on Linux, Mac, Windows, and the code will compile and everything will run in real time with hot reload working with the Dart tools on your Raspberry Pi. So if you want to just develop on Raspberry Pi, that's already really easy and straightforward. Even the Dart dev tools work, all of that is already there. Just, yeah, no cross-compilation, we don't want to get in that direction yet. The next part is, rather uninteresting. It's here you can see a little bit of Dart. That code won't run. I cut out everything that looked ugly. So that's just basically a GET request. You connect the bulb and the plugs with your Flutter or Dart application. Run this function to get the GELP, get the bulb status, set the bulb status, or to set the bulb color. The more interesting part, I guess, and what I wanted to point out, which will also explain how you would integrate a voice assistant with a Flutter application on the Raspberry Pi, is how do we connect this sensor that's connected to the I2C bus with our Flutter application? And we would have a different approach, or we do have different approaches that we could use here. We could do a Dart implementation of everything directly to the I2C bus. We could go through the data sheets of the sensor, implement everything by ourselves, all the commands, do it all by ourselves. We could run up an MQTT broker on the Raspberry Pi. We could then connect the sensor to this on the broker, subscribe the Flutter application on the MQTT broker, because MQTT is one of those plugins that work with most of the custom embedders, so that really works out of the box. So that would be possible to take. We could, of course, here I use Python, but we could use a Python backend, just make another REST API on this device and talk to it locally. I think in a lot of embedded projects, it's done that way. Or we use DBus. We have the DBus running Raspberry Pi OS. We have the DBus running on most Linux systems, and we can just clip on the session bus for this purpose. The plugins are also already there. And for this example, this is what we did, because connecting Flutter application with whatever else process is running on the machine, you can just use DBus. We can just use the Python example library that was already shipped with the sensor, of course. We don't want to do work twice. So we can connect whatever we want right now with packages, plugins that are already available. Resources, thank you very much.